Good morning. Welcome to Day 30, Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping you live better every day. Well, today is Day 30, and we initially set a 30-day plan for our tips and motivation to help you achieve your goal. So now is the perfect time to look back and think about how much progress you have made. Now, if you've been following our system and you've been listening to all the tips and tricks we offer around getting motivated, staying motivated, eating right, exercising, sleeping better, having more energy, and just, you know, doing things that are good for you, both mentally, physically, spiritually, everything, I imagine you are in a much better place now than you were 30 days ago. But I want you to really recognize that and believe that you've made some good progress. So there's a couple ways to do this. One is you want to think back to the goal you set for yourself and think about the tracking that you have done. You should have set tracking in place. So if you wanted to lose weight, you should have, you know, weighed yourself at the beginning and then have been weighing yourself every few days or week or so since then. That's just one example, but let's say if you wanted to run a marathon, think about how many miles you're running a week. Think about how much faster you're running. If you've been looking to build a new business, think about the steps you've taken to build that new business. Have you made progress on that? So that's one way you can track the progress you've made. Another way is to think about the way you feel. Do you feel any different? If your goal was focused around health and wellness, how are you feeling? Is your outlook any different? Are you more positive? Are you more grateful? Are you happier? Are you sleeping better? Do you focus more on the good things in your life than the bad? Even outside of that, think about what setting a goal around something that is important in your life and working towards it, what has that done for you? Have you been more focused? Have you had more of a mission when you've woken up every day? Have you gotten out of bed more excited than you have in the past? Well, I hope that all of this stuff has happened to you, because if you've set a goal and you've been working towards it, I know that you'll have more energy, you'll be happier, you'll be more positive, because these are the things that come with setting a mission for yourself in life and going after it with everything you have. But one thing to remember, or one thing to take note of, is if you've looked back and you've realized that your progress has not been as great as you would have liked, do yourself a favor, okay? This is an important thing you should do. Now and anytime this happens in life, whenever you want to make more progress than you have. If you have not made the progress you wanted to in achieving your goal so far, do not change your goal. Change the action steps you've taken to reach your goal. Okay, I'll say that in another way. Let's say if you wanted to lose 10 pounds over the last 30 days and maybe only lost 5. Don't change your goal to saying, okay, well, I can only lose 5 because that's all I lost, so I'm not going to shoot for that 10-pound weight loss anymore. No, you still want to go after those 5 pounds, but don't change your goal. Change the way you've approached it. Maybe you said you were going to exercise for 30 minutes every day as one of your action steps. Now change it and say you're going to work out for 45 minutes or an hour every day. Okay? Maybe you were going to cut your calories by 500 calories per day. Now cut it back by 750 or 1,000 calories per day. Okay? Change your action steps, not the goal. You can achieve anything you want in your life. You can do anything you want in your life. If you're not seeing the results, don't change your goal. Change your plan and your action steps. So that's what I want to leave you with today, is just knowing and recognizing and feeling all the positive changes in your life that have come about over the last 30 days as you've set your goal, created the plan, and worked towards it, along with doing all this other stuff around health and wellness and happiness and success. I want you to really realize how much progress you've made and know that this is just the beginning. 30 days is not much time in the grand scheme of things. So make sure you continue to work towards your goals. Make sure you continue to work on your happiness, on your health and wellness, because you can get better every single day. We know you can. I know you can. And thanks so much for tuning in. And this is Dan Cassidy with Morning Motivation, Inspire.com. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.